Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. And this nidra was recorded on the day of the winter solstice, the day when autumn dissolves into winter, the day that marks the boundary between seasons. And the word solstice literally means the day when the sun stops in the sky. So this solstice nidra is an invitation to rest in stillness and to be held by the silence of winter, to be held in this moment in which the sun itself seems to pause in the sky. Winter is here now, and she invites us to come and shelter inside, to be quiet and to be still, to rest and to tend the fire. And John O'Donohue said that stillness is vital to the world of the soul. The fragments of your life will have time to unify, and the places where your soul's shelter is wounded or broken will have time to knit and heal. You will be able to return to yourself, and in this stillness you will engage your soul. So if stillness is the door to the temple, the voice of stillness is silence. So I invite you to find a shape that allows the body to be quiet, that allows the body to be as quiet as the pale winter sun. And as you rest into this shape that invites the body to be quiet, you can also invite stillness into the body. Maybe the body is not yet ready to welcome stillness. You can leave the door open, knowing that stillness is welcome to come into the body at any time. Stillness is always welcome when the time is right for you, for your body, to rest in stillness. All of that doing, that restlessness, is born of your desire for stillness. So can you surrender to that desire for stillness now? This is your practice of Yoga Nidra. There's nothing to do. No work to be done. There is no direction or destination. This is your time just to be. To be here in this moment, suspended. Still like the sun in the grey winter sky. So as you settle into this shape that allows the body to be quiet, and to be still, suspended, noticing all the parts of the body that are in connection with the earth below, and the whole body still on the earth, suspended on the surface of the earth, resting, pausing like the solstice sun in the sky. And you can close your eyes if they're not already closed, or you can even keep them open if you prefer. But just noticing now if there are any memories of the still solstice sun lingering in your soft gaze or on the skin of the inside of your eyelids. Eyes soft now like the pale winter sun. The eyes very still now. Very still and heavy. Just noticing now the warmth of the body. Perhaps the cool touch of winter on your skin. And just acknowledging any sounds you can hear now in the space in which you're practicing yoga nidra. No need for thinking or analyzing or naming those sounds. And the ears are just gatekeepers. And the sound is just waves of energy traveling through space. Just expanding your awareness of sound. And noticing how the quieter you are, the more you can hear. Now inviting your awareness to rest on the breath. No need to change anything, your natural breath. And the sound of the breath coming in and the breath going out. And there's an invitation now to allow your awareness to rest in the space of the heart. Winter is here now, and she invites you to come inside, to sit by candlelight and give your heart the space to speak to you. The invitation is to listen, to sense what needs tending to, what needs to be nourished. What is it that needs to be nourished? So if stillness is one of the keys that opens the door to the temple, let us invite stillness into each part of the body in turn. The golden key of stillness turns at each part of the body, and we are awakened softly, gently into the mystery of the temple we breathe. So inviting stillness to the heart. And inviting the throat, the space between the collarbones to be quiet. And the point between the mouth and the nose in stillness now. And the tip of the nose very still. In the center of the forehead, the top of the head and the back of the head, all perfectly still now. And every vertebrae of the spine still and quiet. The whole spine quiet and the base of the spine perfectly still. And the outside of the left thigh still. And the outside of the left ankle. And the front of the foot, perfectly quiet now, as is the big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. The sole of the foot resting in stillness. The inside of the ankle and the inside of the left thigh, perfectly still now. And the belly, so quiet. And the left side of the chest is quiet now. The left shoulder. And the outside of the left wrist, perfectly still. And the back of the left hand rests in stillness on the earth, and the thumb of the left hand, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the little finger, so quiet now. And the center of the palm of the left hand is quiet, and the inside of the left wrist and the left shoulder. And the heart is oh so quiet now. The right side of the chest. And the outside of the right shoulder. Perfectly still, resting on the earth. And the outer side of the right wrist rests in stillness. And the back of the right hand is in stillness. And the right thumb and the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger and the little finger, very still and quiet. And stillness at the center of the palm of the right hand. And the inside of the right wrist. And the inside of the right shoulder. And the space between the collarbones, the base of the throat, so still and quiet. And the lower lip, still. The center of the tongue in stillness now. And the heart is very quiet. Very quiet, listening. As the whole body rests in stillness, the whole body still. The whole body as still as the pale winter sun suspended in the grey sky. The whole body quiet and still, suspended, pausing, resting here on the earth. Rumi said that in order to understand the dance, one must be still. But in order to truly understand stillness, one must dance. So can you dance in your stillness? Can you dance like the Sufis, silently entering the temple, mind perfectly still, as you remove your black cloak and step into the circle? Stepping into the circle with all the other dancers, a white-robed star in a constellation of dancers. As you begin to whirl around the still point, circling like a Sufi dancer, dancing but somehow perfectly still at the same time. Circling around the still point, like the clouds dance around the pale winter sun, as she sits suspended in the winter sky. Can you let love still you? Like a Sufi, your right palm is raised to the heavens to receive the blessings, and your left palm faces the earth, sending those blessings into the earth, the whole body, as a conduit carrying blessings from sky to earth. The body floating between two worlds, sky and earth, motion and silence, white robes rising and falling as you dance in stillness, surrendering the mind to love. And can you expand your awareness? To the constellation of dancers whirling, floating between worlds. Right palm raised to the heavens, receiving all of the blessings. Left palm facing the earth, sending all of the blessings into the earth. The whole constellation of dancers, their bodies, conduits carrying blessings from sky to earth as they float between two worlds. Sky and earth, autumn and winter, stillness and motion. Floating between worlds as their white robes rise and fall. winter is here now. And she invites you to come inside, to sit by the fire, and listen to your heart. Give your heart space to speak to you, listening and sensing what needs to be tended to, what needs to be nourished. And then becoming aware of your breath. Perhaps inviting the breath to become a little deeper. As if you are using your breath to tend that fire. Becoming aware of the sensation of the air on the skin of your nostrils as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing the warmth of the body. The skin warmed by your inner fire. And perhaps the touch of cool winter air on your skin. And expanding your awareness now to all the sounds you can hear in the space in which you're practicing yoga nidra. All of the sounds near and far. And the sound of your breath. And allow those sounds to call you back into your body, into the space in which you're practicing yoga nidra. And becoming aware now of the whole body resting on the earth. All of the parts of the body that are in contact with the earth. Perhaps beginning to visualize the space in which you're practicing yoga nidra, the surface on which you're lying, the colors and the textures, and the materials around you. As you come back into the space in which you're practicing yoga nidra, and as you come back into the space where you're practicing yoga nidra, you might want to now invite some gentle movement back into the body. Just listening and honoring your own body and what kind of movement your body is calling for right now. Maybe the movements that you desire are small, and maybe they're big. Maybe rocking from side to side, slowly or quickly. Just listening to your body and letting your body guide you. Thank you for listening. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.